With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Thursday, everyone. Welcome in. It is Dom time. All right. I'm much more on Twitter than Facebook over the last 6 months to a year, but still on Facebook. Still have a lot of people there. Our guest, Roger McNamee, is somebody who apparently was an aficionado of these internet platforms, but believes they're certainly harming the country and the world. His new book, Zooked, Waking Up to the Facebook Catastrophe. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Hey, Roger, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Dom, it's so exciting. I lived in Swarthmore 21 years. I mean, this is a home. I'm still a Phillies fan, man. I'm, like, real excited for the
Pittsburgh. All right, how do we get Twitter now to go after? Because it might be backfiring to get Bryce Harper here.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I'm holding out for Trout, okay?
I mean, you take the long view, okay.
Now, I think Washington's going to be tough no matter what we do.
Right.
And so I'm kind of sitting there going, man, we got a shot at Mike Trout. And can you imagine? I mean, he's so good. How can we say no to that?
Oh, absolutely. Right. Well, congratulations on a great book, putting together, I think, the feelings of a lot of things that are out there. First of all, are you in the camp? Tucker Carlson makes this, and I'm not. I'm more of a libertarian. Well, he's a libertarian, too. Do we need to do something more regulatory? I'd hate to think that the problem, Roger, is so overwhelming. And which one is it? Is it Facebook mainly?
No. So, Dom, a great question. So the thing people should understand, I've been investing and working in Silicon Valley since 1982. When I first got there, they were doing the space program. It was even before PCs were a real industry.
Right.
So when I first met Mark Zuckerberg in 2006, I was an old hand in the industry, and he was 22 years old. Facebook was a two-year-old company. You know, they didn't even have the current product that they have now. It was in its most primitive state, just high school and college students. And so I helped him for 3 years. I was super close to it. And you got to understand, I was a true believer. And there were signs along the way, and I missed them because I wanted to believe these guys were great. And then all of a sudden, I started to see problems where people, bad guys, were using the algorithms to harm innocent people in all these areas that are unrelated. So it made me think there's something structurally wrong. So I reached out to Zuckerberg and to Sheryl Sandberg, who were my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to them in October of 2016, guys, there's something really, really wrong here. And I didn't actually understand it in those days. I spent 3 months pleading with them, saying, guys, this is a trust business. And if you're telling me the law says you're not responsible when bad people, third parties, hurt innocent people, I'm going, that's not how it works in real life. You've got to protect the people on your platform. So I failed at that. I didn't convince them. So I decided to become an activist. And the reason is because I really respect the economic power that Google and YouTube and Facebook and Instagram have earned from hard work. The problem here is that they now dominate the political sphere in every country where they operate.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really dangerous because for a person like you or me, where we're law-abiding citizens, the law is not a constraint for us. But you can be on Facebook or Google or YouTube, and they can deny you all kinds of stuff. Their laws, their algorithms and their code mm-hmm. have way more influence on us than the law.
And they don't seem to be consistent, though. Can you verify
that's the
that?
Problem. They're not elected.
Right.
They're not accountable, and they're they're not only not consistent, they're actually incredibly arbitrary. And the result of this is that everybody knows there's something wrong, right? Some people think that there's bias. Some people think that it's just that they're not good people. The truth of the thing is they're just not paying attention. They don't recognize they have a responsibility. And what I believe is, let me give you an example. It used to be that there was no problem that credit card processors like Equifax or TransUnion would sell your credit card data, because the only people who bought it were people you wanted to do business with, like a bank if you wanted to get a mortgage or something. But now anybody can buy it. And the problem is every company out there is creating these massive profiles of all of us, whether we're on these platforms or not. And they're using this stuff with this giant artificial intelligence, so that when we go onto a platform like Facebook and we think we're looking for photos of our grandchildren or puppies or something or the Phillies, what they're really doing is playing this three-dimensional chess with this massive AI, giving us a Truman Show, right? Our own reality, our own facts, so that suddenly political polarization gets to be much more extreme. Medical information is totally nonsense, right? I mean, there was a study just last week that most of the medical stuff on Facebook, even the stuff coming from legitimate press places, was wrong, right? And I heard a story from a friend just yesterday. Their kid came back from school and said, you know, World War II didn't happen. I saw it on YouTube. And I'm going, you got to be kidding. My uncle died in World War II.
Oh, well, let me give you the counter to it, though. Maybe it's not much of a counter, not a counter, but my observation is smart people know this, or relatively smart people know this. Are they really relying on Facebook? You're suggesting, though, huge, significant numbers of people are relying on that information as credible information.
Well, especially young kids, right?
Okay.
Because they don't know any better.
Okay.
And so, Dom, here's the thing I'm telling you, is that these guys are not being honest about what they're doing. They're not being honest about what they do with the data. There's an old axiom in advertising that in advertising, the consumer isn't the customer, they're the product.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of Google and Facebook, the consumer is the fuel. Unlike traditional advertising, they're not taking this data to make their services better for you. They're getting this data in order to move whole populations to create economic value. It's more like oil. And they're doing this without our consent. They're doing, you know, they say, oh, you've given consent. But the reality is it's not fair. It's a power position where your only choice is to abandon a platform you've been on for years with all the stuff in it. I mean, that's just not fair enough.
All right. So, Roger, what is the reform then? Give me your at least philosophical bent to reform.
Here's the really good news.
Yeah.
Here's the really good news. We have way more power in this than we realize.
Okay.
And so, because we're 99.9% of the population. This is not a right versus left issue. This is a right versus wrong issue. So both sides are going to be on it. So, politically speaking, 2020, this is going to be a huge issue. We want to ban the sale of personal financial data. We want to ban the sale of location data. We want to ban gathering or selling any data on kids. I mean, why is that legal? It shouldn't be. It's an invasion of our privacy. And it's not that valuable to the companies that are selling, and it does great damage to us. So I want to do that. But the second thing is we want all candidates to recognize that we do need to have competition. We need to get back to the American dream of letting entrepreneurs create, you know, technology that empowers us and makes us stronger. And right now they can't do it because these guys are like monopolies and block them.
How are they? How do they block, Roger?
It's really simple. So Facebook has acquired every company that came along that could possibly be a threat. They bought Instagram, they bought WhatsApp, they bought Oculus. Google goes out there and it does a combination of things. So basically they go to the investors and they say, you can't create anything that comes near us or we're going to just choke it out. They have all this data and they can use that like a protective moat to keep startups from competing with them. So we just need to do what we did for the oil exploration business, what we do for farmers, which is we give them benefits that allow them to get started and allow them to do the things we want to do, because these products are really fun. They're really valuable. They're really useful. They shouldn't hurt us. And if the guys who make them aren't going to be good citizens, if they're going to behave like bullies, then we have to allow alternatives to come along. They're going to treat us more fairly. And we also have the power to take our attention and put it in different ways. Don't let these guys press your buttons, right? Don't let them make you afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them sell you an electronic doorbell because you're afraid of all your neighbors. I mean, that's crazy, right? I mean, Google, just last week, there was a story in the paper that Google's home security system, some dude hacked it and made a family think there were inbound nuclear weapons coming, right?
Oh, God.
I mean, the point is, and all those, like, the reason it's a catastrophe is it's getting worse. It's not Facebook now. The future stuff is things like Alexa and Google Home, these voice-activated things,
right,
which are listening and surveilling you all the time. I mean, and, you know, they tell you that today they're only keeping the stuff when you say, hey, Alexa. But in the future, who knows what they're going to do? And this stuff is made by Chinese manufacturers that our government is telling us we should be afraid of. And so I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. I mean, what could go wrong? Well, the answer is everything. And AI, you know, they need to be more responsible when they're developing AI so they don't hurt people. Because right now they're just sort of putting it out there and they're not thinking about, you know, when they're doing a resume.
Right. Well, you hit a home run here, too. The driverless car, I am one of the biggest enemies of that, to put it mildly, and a lot of these outfits are involved in it.
And exactly, because what they're doing is they're going through the economy. They started with news. Now they're working on movies and video. They're going to go to cars next and knock off each sector of the economy. And if we let them happen, they're going to get rid of all the jobs, right? Because they've shown no public awareness that they have some responsibility for the damage. And the driverless car, you know, we've had autopilot on airplanes. We've had autopilot on ships forever. But you know what we know? They have to have special lanes. We have to invest in special roads for these things to go on. And we have to have beacons everywhere on things that don't move, right, so that they don't run into stuff. Well, guess what? If you're not willing to make that investment, then it's too early to let driverless cars come out, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, we got to use common sense, Dom. That's what this is about. That's
great book, right? Roger. I'm thrilled that you are a Philly guy. We'll have you back as these issues develop.
Listen, I'm going to be back this season. We're going to be over 500 this year, and I'm going to be cheering. In fact, my band is playing when the Phillies come to San Francisco. We play one day a year for the Giants, and they let me have it when the Phillies are there this time. So I'm like totally fired up.
Good stuff.
I'm going to see Reese Hoskins hit a couple of dingers in San Francisco.
Absolutely, that'll happen. Hey, Roger, thank you. Thanks very much for joining us. Roger Zucht, waking up to the Facebook catastrophe. Thank you for joining us in Philadelphia again.
My pleasure, brother.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.